92.7 Mix FM News with Traffic First.
All new vehicles at Pacific Ford now eligible for the $150,000 instant tax write-off.
Look out for some roadworks tonight, heading out through Meriden Plains on the Bruce Highway southbound. You can expect some delays, heavy conditions still heading out through Stanmore for Kilcoy BY Road both ways, just near Wright Road. Now, there's also delays on Old Gympie Road northbound, remaining thick up towards Upper Tolson Road, heading out through Mooloola Valley and Ilkley Road, a little thick both ways near Foley Road, out through Tenawa. To help stop the spread sooner, download the COVID Safe app. With your privacy protected by law, COVID Safe tells you if you've come into contact with someone known to have the virus. Authorised by the Chief Medical Officer Canberra. Here's Anty with another check in 30 minutes.
Hi, Maddie Larson with you. Mixed measures across the country as WA and Queensland work to relax restrictions. Tasmania says it has no plans to lift its early. The state's Premier Peter Gutwin says he doesn't want to have a knee-jerk reaction, only having to bring them back again. An independent review has also been announced to look into the outbreak in the state's northwest, with the government's own report to be released in full later this week. It says four new cases have been confirmed, all related to healthcare.
One of them was a close household contact of a previous healthcare worker case. The other was an ex-patient of the Northwest Regional Hospital. There are also two healthcare workers from the Northwest Regional Hospital who were diagnosed yesterday. One of them a couple of days after their quarantine had concluded.
Dr. Mark Veitch there. The Chief Medical Officer expects even more Australians will have signed up to the COVID Safe app today. Yesterday, seeing more than 1 million of us register for the tracing app.
But I'd be pretty confident we might be beating yesterday's performance if we keep going. It's been really, really great.
That's Professor Brendan Murphy there. A truck driver will remain behind bars until October, charged over last week's crash in Victoria that killed four police officers. While search warrants have been carried out today to form part of the investigation into the truck company. And Coles has flagged plans to lift some of the shopping restrictions put in place due to widespread hoarding in March. Storm flyer Josh Adokar has spoken after he and Bunny star Latrell Mitchell were caught on a weekend camping trip. Police are investigating if they breached social distancing rules after an image surfaced of the pair with a group of 10 on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Adokar has taken to Instagram saying family members were going through a tough time, which prompted a visit to Latrell's private property for a weekend to reconnect with culture.
I'd like to apologise for my actions this weekend. You know, nothing was intentional or deliberate.